Would you make LJ's just record-setting performance, just one of the best single individual rushing efforts in quite a while?
Yeah, it's pretty special night. That was not the game plan for him to run the ball 32 times. The game plan was about 20 carries, but as the game progressed, it just felt like, okay, he's hot, and our O-line is pushing these guys around, our tight ends and our receivers, everybody was into it, and we just kind of shifted gears and said, okay, we're going to pound the ball and break their will, and that's what we decided to do. But it was mostly just LJ, I think, inspired everybody, like, keep giving me the ball because I'm going to make yards, and so that's what we did.
On that final TD run, was the thought get down and run up the clock, or were you okay just him punching?
Yeah, we didn't tell him to get down. I mean, technically, if you go by the analytics book, you probably should, but we were trying to calculate whether or not we could get in victory or not, and it was off by a few seconds, and as we were calculating that, we're snapping the ball, and we were going to tell the next play, like, hey, first down, get down, but so that would have been the next play that would have happened, So, you know, he scored, and it was just a great effort by him, and I think it was a fitting way to end the game.
Where does he stack up, you know, just the running backs you've been able to coach here? It reminds – that game felt like Tyler Algier.
Yeah,
as
it did.
We look at it.
It did. I've been very reluctant to compare anybody to Tyler, but that was a night that I think you could say that was Tyler-esque for sure. You know, Algier was a great player, and LJ's a great player. They're different players, but I think you can say that – they're both a couple of the great ones that have played here.
Back to the offensive line real quick. Have you ever seen them play that well to date? I mean, it looked like they were the defensive line was 2-3 yards back almost every play.
I think our offensive line's been consistent all year. They execute at a high level, but that night, thought the guys played really, really physical, executed well against a unique defense, and I think just the momentum was building as the game went on. Even though it wasn't a flashy game score-wise, but we could feel, our team could feel a momentum building as we were pushing those guys around, and that was a pretty good feeling. That starts with those guys up front.
And when they do that, how does that affect your play calling?
Well, like I said, that wasn't the plan to run the ball to give LJ 32 carries. It just turned into that type of game. I guess you could say they inspired me to just keep giving them the ball.
Do you think this offense, your offense, is equipped to play well in bad weather?
Yeah, I do. And in fact, that's one thing that we talk about a lot as an offense is that we want to be an offense that can win any type of game. And I keep saying that over and over. And there's been games this year where we've needed to throw for 300 yards to win. And there's been games this year like Arizona and Cincinnati where we just decide to be physical and run the ball. And most games we want to be balanced, just, you know, a good mix of either. And I think our style of play works in cold weather and it works in whatever. We'll be ready to play.
I guess we'll find out tomorrow night about Chase's condition, but you want to give us a hint?
We're trying to – I don't know if he's going to be ready or not. We're trying to get him ready, but he's definitely – I don't know what they listed him as, if this what the word was, questionable or doubtful or whatever. But I think there's still a chance, but I'm not – not my decision.
If he can't go, who do you think some of the guys are going to get those
plays? Parker, LJ, Parker and JoJo, excuse me, JoJo, are the two main guys that kind of take up the slack there for his reps. And then, you know, Tiger played a little more last game. You saw Reggie in there a little more last game. I'm probably forgetting somebody. But the guys will step up if he can't go.
How important has Carson Ryan been to the run game?
Very. He's a very good blocker, good player, man. He's does everything well. He's a good receiver, good blocker. And huge part of our run game for sure. Kian needs a big part of our run game as well. He's been doing a good job. And our running backs, we were in a lot of two-back sets the other night where Enoch's blocking for LJ or vice versa. It's an 11-man deal every play. Everyone on the field is a blocker.
Still a lot left to be played for in the season, but just talk about how Parker's elevated his status. Looks like he's on track to be a future wide receiver one.
Yeah, Parker's a really good player, and I am not surprised at all by the season he's having. That's what I expected him to do, and he's just basically proven me right. I mean, I didn't say it out loud to the world, but I've been saying it to him, that you're going to have this kind of year the whole offseason, and he's a really important part of our offense.
It seemed to me that the wide receivers blocked real well.
They did.
Watching tape, Is that what you saw?
Yeah, that's been a trade a hallmark of our group forever since I've been here. Fessy gets those guys to block, and they've been blocking forever back to the days of Neil Pau and Puka and those guys, and Dax Mill and all those guys were good blockers, and these guys still are today. And the other night, a couple of those big runs, our receivers are getting in there, hitting the safeties right when LJ is about to get to the next level, and those are a big part of the game.
So you're a finalist for the Broyles Award for a coordinator of the year.
Yeah, I just found out about that five minutes ago. Yeah, thanks.
What does that mean to you? Is that something you even are like aspire to, or just?
You know, usually I think those. It's not something I aspire to, no, and I don't, you know, I think sometimes those awards go to maybe offenses that are more flashy or whatever, you know, and I'm just about winning games. I just win a game any way we got to win it, and I am honored to hear about that, but to me it's more just a recognition that our offense is playing good football. It's a credit to our players and our other coaches who are doing what it takes to win.
Then we've heard Kalani talk a lot about just winning, not worried about style points and, you know, impressing the committee. Would you say that's pretty staff-wide? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we're not trying to have, you know, style points. It's just that's not the number one thing. The number one thing is to win the game. And if we control our own destiny. If we win, then we'll be where we want to be. And that's all we're thinking about.
On that note, how impressive have you been this year with the guys' just ability to stay focused on each and every week? Not that they weren't last year, but
yeah.
You guys have been doing what you need to do every week to be in a position to control your destiny.
Yeah, so far so good. That's the key, is learning lessons from last year. You know, last year we had, I think it was 9 in a row, and then we dropped 2, right? And learning from those mistakes this year, we lost one, and then we bounced back with 2 strong games, and now it's finished the deal. We have a team that's going to come in here Saturday looking to get bowl eligible. They play really good defense, and so all of our focus is on UCF.
What would that mean for this group to finally clinch that Big 12 title berth you guys have been working towards?
Well, yeah, that'd be huge, but like I said, this game is what gets you there. You have to win this game, and so we respect this team a lot. They played really well last Saturday, and they have a really good defense.
All right, thanks, Aaron.
Yep.
Thanks,
Coach. Thank you, guys.